Welcome back to the Bar Live Barcast, the podcast that probably won't last. It's your boy Shy Live, aka Shy the God, aka Shy the Goat, aka Shy. We back, aka the Bar Live. Bar Live Barcast is back, and I'm gonna just go behind my neck.
I'm gonna scoop that thing. What up, y'all? It's your girl Raven, aka Ray Rocksteady, aka happy to be here, aka we back at the bar, aka it's been far too long, aka where have we been, aka Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, aka all the above.
there go. We are back. Sorry for the wait. We had a lot going on, in and out, moving, all these different things, hence the reason why the bar is not up and running. It is under construction and it is on the way. But we will have some changes or additions or however you like to look at that this upcoming season. We have a lot of new things that we'll be putting into place. Some things will come down the chimney a little further into the season. But with that being said, we will not go any further without introducing a special guest who will be a resident special guest for the majority of the season. No stranger to the podcast. It's your boy, L. Dottie.
Yo. Whoa, what's happening, dog? It feels good to be back on the cam, please. My nigga. What's happening, y'all?
As he loads.
Hey. Oh, I'm low.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Y'all hear me though? And that's it.
We can hear you. Okay. And I talk to
it
the
is,
people.
Man.
You know, no stranger to our audience, but you know, just talk to the people that might not know you.
Hey man, what's going on, Bar Live Barcast, man? It's your boy Larry, aka L. Dottie, man. Apparently I got a new residency at the bar, you know what I'm saying? So that means we drinking and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all seen me before on the show, you know, but and I also have my own podcast, which has been taking the highest of atuses as well. Nigga, we've been gone for 2 years. That's like 5 years in podcasting time, goddamn. But we coming back soon. We already been shooting, so just be prepared, be on the lookout for a Cold One podcast coming back very soon, man. And I want to thank both of y'all for allowing me to be a special guest, man. I appreciate y'all. What's happening though?
Absolutely.
Now, we appreciate you for pulling up at the bar, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to a Cold One. And it would not be right if we did not go into our drink of the day.
Drink of the day.
In the house, I got me a nice glass. All right. First things first. Need a little.
What is that?
Ice.
Oh, okay.
Give me a little ice. I tried to be cute and put it in a coffee cup, but clearly that ain't really work out. You know, what is that? My bad. It's ice in a coffee cup. But, all right. So,
damn, son, where'd you find this?
What you say? Hey, so what we're going to call this one is the Christmas quickie. And you'll see.
I like that.
You'll see why. During the holiday season, a lot of stores are closed, right? So with that being said, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, all right? So if you just hold tight, I'm just going to go over here to the bar real quick. Make sure you grab whatever you got to put in your cup.
Oh,
we have a little Corralejo, all right? Corralejo, just a little bit, something that's just sitting over at the bar, you know, and we're going to give a good little more than a splash. You want to make sure it tickles your twine when it goes down. All right?
We all know who left you that or where you got that from.
Cameron Bennett, my man.
Cameron Bennett. Grand.
All right. Now, just a little bit of that, right? Also, you might turn your nose up at it at the stores, but
is that Schnapps? Is that Four Loko?
That's actually Four Loko pregame.
Look at everybody's face.
Yes. Yes. This is just for sure. I already got one open because I actually do drink this, and this is not something that I'm just making up for the show. But I'm telling you, it's not the Four Loko like you remember it. This is actually a pretty good drink. I've never drunk it straight, but to add it to this like a chaser, boom. just enough to give it a little coloring. Yeah. All right. And that's not all. You also need to make sure that you have some Mike's Hard Lemonade. You can always find this at the gas station. So even if the liquor store is closed, you can find this. You can also find the Four Locals at the gas station. And you just need a little bit, little corner of liquor, just to make sure that you get in the right amount of alcohol per volume, right? So we got that in there. And you just put that in there just to give you that little lemonade taste. You know what I'm saying? And then we got some Minute Maid straw, strawberry. And you give that just to give it a little more, take away some of that bite from the Coraleo. And I promise you, this is a great holiday drink. One of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to turn into an ornament or a Grinch. Toast to it.
You know, that drink is very reminiscent of the Betty's Ford pickle pincher.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, special.
Yeah. Listen, I'm telling
whatever
you.
Whatever it was called.
Man, because you need
drinks. Hey, like dog, you different, dog. You're different.
Hey, thank you.
You different.
But what we gonna call this here is the Grinch at Bar Live.
Toast to it.
Grinch at Bar Live. Toast up.
And it wouldn't be right if we didn't go into our blackout.
Larry, say blackout.
Blackout!
there we go.
And today, for my blackout, I want to shout out our own. Shop with our own on Instagram, at shop with our own on Instagram. Make sure you go there, check out the merchandise, promote black business, send black business to be promoted. Shop with our own, baby. It's a mentality.
Yes, sir. And for today's blackout, I want to shout out in the final hour. It just came through. The good food from Leah and Louise. Right here, we got some fried chicken skins. If you never had Leah and Louise or these fried chicken skins, get into it, guys. It's a Black-owned restaurant in Camp North. And they actually specialize in, like, fusion soul food, which sounds crazy, but it's super good. They make incredible drinks, and the menu is fire. So shout out to Leah and Louise.
Oh yeah. So for my blackout,
Jesus,
I'm just going to do a cold one podcast, baby, because we've been gone. You know what I'm saying? And we coming back, man. We're your locally black-owned black beer podcast, man. You know, we got the great content. You know what I'm saying? We do our thing over there. And yeah.
So, Raven, where we at, man? Because I know you done had your nose in the tea. What's been going on? A lot is going on since the last time we've graced the presence of the podcast. So what we at with it?
Child, so much life has happened since the hiatus of the podcast. I think we should just get right into it with the obvious. Kelsey, Megan, Tori, like what's... This is the trial of the century right now, or of the year, I would assume. This is the biggest thing since OJ, just because all the levels of uncertainty. What'd you say?
I said the trial of the last 5 years. It took us forever to get here.
Right, because the situation happened in 2020.
Can you hear me? Courts,
yes, I can hear you. And the court systems were delayed because of COVID, and now here we are. And it seems like in the past 2 years, stories have changed, recollections have left everyone. Now people are missing. Was Megan shot? Was she not shot? Who shot the sheriff? But they did not shoot the deputy. We don't know at this point.
Well, I will tell you this. I remember me saying that she was lying. I remember that. And I heard that as a lady.
She lied about.
So I'm not calling myself a prophet or nothing. I'm just saying I was right.
But what part are you saying she lied about? That's the thing.
She didn't get shoot.
Everything.
Not by him.
It all. She lied about everything.
But my question is,
I feel like I'm coming in kind of late. You know what I'm saying?
You're good now.
Okay. But so yeah, I remember two years ago when this happened, right? I remember everybody and they mama like getting on anybody who didn't agree or take up for the fact that Meg got shot. Me, myself, personally, I was like, yo, this shit seem a little bit fishy, dog. I ain't gonna be so quick to, you know, get on my man Tory because I don't know what happened. But everybody, the court of public opinion had already chosen their sides. And I just remember myself, and I got it on record, saying that I'm not going to chastise my man for some shit I don't know if he done yet. And 2 years later down the pipeline, it's looking a little fishy, dog. She's a liar. I can't believe nothing she say.
Hey, she's a liar.
I have to provide some pushback there.
Uh-oh.
The doctors have come in. There's records showing that she was shot, or there's bullet fragments in her feet, right? So someone did, this woman was harmed. Now, the part that's contentious is who harmed her, right? I do believe this is my, okay, I'll just give you my theory. Fight breaks out at Kylie's house. They leave Kylie's house. They're fighting in the car. They get out the car in the neighborhood. Kelsey has the gun. She always had the gun, apparently, according to the stylist testimony. Kelsey has the gun. She shoots. I guess Megan's back is turned. So by the time she turns back around, Tory now has the gun. Hence why she keeps saying, Tory shot me. I just want to know in the 2 years why nobody ever cleared that up. Wow, like her and Kelsey fell out, but Kelsey's making this song saying you could have cleared my name. But it's like, girl, I can't clear your name if you won't tell me what really happened. Right? So there is some shadiness going on, but we cannot negate that the fact this Black woman was hurt at the hands of other Black people. We don't know if the Black man did it himself, but there's three other Black people around that did something to her outside of just the fight that ensued between everyone. Tag, you're it, Sean.
This is not Shanquilla. This is not a situation of these people tried to harm this girl and set her up and all this stuff. This is a situation of, how about this? How about she could have been the person that harmed herself accidentally?
How do you shoot yourself in the foot?
Accidentally shoot themselves in the foot, allegedly. I am just alleging this may have happened, you know, but we weren't there.
That is a saying, shoot yourself in the foot.
All I'm saying is I do believe that with all of the information that's coming out, Tory Lanez was correct in what he was saying. He did not harm her. I don't think that the other girl harmed her. I believe that it was Meg Thee Stallion that actually harmed herself. And with the whole you could have took out for me and all this stuff, I think that that was more of a legal standpoint where you can't speak on the trial at hand or whatever the case may be. But I just, okay, so this Black woman was harmed. Yeah, but what about the name of this Black man if he wasn't the one that actually shot her? Because now we... I'm just saying, but what about his name? What about, just his name in general? Because they ran it through the mud. Everybody would say, oh, how can they take up for him, X, Y, and Z? Well, when the smoke clears and then it comes out that Tory Lanez had nothing to do with anything and just was a Black man minding his business whistling Dixie down the street, and then he got pulled into a situation. Now, don't get me wrong, he might have been somewhat to blame if you talk about, like, he was macking and trying to get the friend to. I believe he was. But to say that he shot someone in the foot and he was doing all of this stuff. I really think that it's tasteless. I think that black women really need to go and take a look at themselves in the mirror. And we here. We going into 2023.
Well, I forgot who I was with.
I think black women need to go. Because what you said was, you said a black woman was harmed by other people that was around. That's not a fact. Because we don't know if she actually harmed herself.
She did not shoot herself. The court has already established that. It's either Kelsey or Tory. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you pushback right there, Shy. So, Shy, I agree with about 98% of what you said, bro. I can agree with. I don't think she shot herself. Now, do I think Tory shot her? I don't think that either. Now, what I think will happen, and let me say this before I forget. I agree with you that black women need to take a look at themselves in the mirror. Let me say that first. But let me back up. I think that her and Megan, Kelsey and Megan, got into it because Kelsey found out that Megan done smashed Tory too. So since she found out that her friend done snatched yet another nigga from her, you know what I'm saying? She got mad and they started getting into fisticuffs. You know what I'm saying? And then Kelsey was like, nah, bitch, I don't play that shit, motherfucker. I get the damn scrap on your ass. And she pulled out the scrap. Tory came in. Tory came in and said, nah, put that away. Nah, dog, stop beating me, nigga. Nah, we don't need that. Put that away. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Tory came in there. I was like, nah, we don't need that. Put that gun away. And in the midst of Tory trying to get the gun from Kelsey's hands, because Tory just wanted the threesome. Tory was going to be like, you know what? I done smashed both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? We might as well do it together. But he didn't get the chance because Megan always stealing Kelsey's niggas. You know what I'm saying? And so since she always stealing her niggas, she was about to shoot the bitch. And only hit the foot. That's what I think happened. That's what I think happened.
This story is better than
Lord.
I know. Yo, I was taking it back.
Doesn't that make sense?
I had to clutch my.
Doesn't that make sense though?
Hey, Larry.
That's real though, bro. That's real. I don't think Tory did it the way they said he did it, bro. I think everybody was quick to jump on this man because he was a black man and a black. Now, Ray, let me give you your kudos now, because I do think. It is a fact that she was injured. That is probably the only fact we got from this fucking case, is that Megan was injured. So that we can believe. We ain't gonna believe shit else. We gonna believe that Meg got injured. Everything else is total and utter bullshit, bro. How you gonna go on national TV and tell Gail King that you didn't fuck the nigga, bro? Everybody was like, hold on now. Hold on, you ain't fuck the nigga?
My personal business is my personal business.
Nah, my body count, you take it public, it's public. Nah, baby.
I'm not sharing my body count with the world.
Oh, Jesus, I can't breathe.
Yeah, hey, okay. Gail need to buy her business. Okay.
She shared her body count in court, goddamn.
Well,
Larry, I gotta give you kudos. I gotta give you kudos.
What's up, bro?
What's up, dog? We were trying to get canceled for 2 seasons. I think you are gonna do this in the first episode. The podcast that won't last because of Larry ass. Oh my God!
Oh no, I don't think we can get canceled for this, bro. We get canceled when we talk about, you know, them folks that be shutting everything down. I ain't gonna say
Raven,
nothing.
Raven, what's next? No, we don't got nobody here to defend them. Raven, what's next? Let's get off of that. Let's leave that one.
My bad. Next.
Not today.
No, okay, so what y'all think happened, though? Like, what's up? Like, what's up? Because, Ray, come on now. You got to be honest in saying that everybody was quick to shoot fire at Tory without even knowing what the fuck happened. Like, look, when's the last time a black man was accused of shooting anybody and was out of jail for 2 years?
That's a good point.
Yeah, okay. I thought so. I thought, because if I was accused of shooting anybody in the foot, I'd be out of here.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. They would have you.
Y'all ain't got like big money, you know? I mean, money talks.
That's a classism right there. You can't do that, Ray.
Y'all got middle America money.
Well, but this is the thing, though. I feel like
Middle man money is funny.
I feel like Tory Lanez ain't did nothing wrong in this situation, but be a black man.
Oh.
I mean, we have no proof that he's done anything wrong at this point. And people have literally tried to cancel him. People have called him everything but a child of God. But that
he called these same people everything but a child of God too.
Tory
is not a victim.
I think
he's not a victim. Ray, come on now, Ray.
He's a victim of a corrupt system.
Raven, he is definitely a victim. Tory Lanez is definitely a victim. You know who's not a victim? Meg Thee Stallion. Oh shit, my bad. She did get shot. But fuck Meg, fuck that. Other than getting hit in the foot, she ain't no victim, bro. He's a fucking liar. Like you black. I'm a fuck.
How we know she ain't, hold up, talk about, because I really pay attention to the trial. How do we know that she ain't shoot herself in the foot?
Because her,
I think
her,
ballistics could prove that, like with angles and you know, you PCSI. Anymore.
Well, okay.
True.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to throw another black man under the bus. So, Kelsey, boop, it was you. Kelsey did it.
It was her.
Kelsey did it.
Agreed. Kelsey did it. Why else would she ask for immunity? What you need immunity for if you ain't do shit?
I'm convinced.
She's the only one who has motive. She's the only one who has motive.
No, you done fucked up, right?
Yeah, you hear them big lawyer words, nigga.
All right, man. Well, where we at, man? Hey, we done spent too much time on Tory enough for 2 years. Where we at?
Listen, so is Young Miami a side piece or nah?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, she is. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, she is. You know the problem with black women?
Oh,
black
my
women
God.
Do not like to own the shit that they do. They don't like to own the shit that
you
they
know what,
do.
Larry, you get your
ass. No, you fucking with Diddy. my bad. No, I'm sorry. It's been a long time, dog. Y'all been tripping out there on Earth, nigga. Y'all been wilding out there on Earth, dog. It's time to come around and say what the fuck is going on. Some bullshit. Like, if you gonna do some shit, own the shit. He done had a baby on your ass. He done got caught kissing another chick. Like, what do you call that? She ain't got no ring on her finger. What the fuck you call that? That sounds like side piece to me.
I'm gonna have to go against you, Larry.
Everybody's single, apparently, in this equation. Uh-oh.
What?
Everybody's single with no titles.
Agreed.
I don't agree with that.
I'll take that.
I mean, well, I guess so, but I'm gonna say this. I don't think she's a side piece. I think she's the main. And I think these other women are actually side piece. Now, is she stupid? That depends on perspective. Because maybe she believes that her king should be able to have multiple wives and women. Maybe. And maybe that's her thought process on the wall. I don't know. Stupid? Yes. Side piece? I don't know if I would go that far.
Debatable.
Hey, dog, if I that's mean, her, if, okay, is, I agree I with you, bro. Let me fall back. I'm going to fall back a little bit, bro. If that's her mindset, I ain't going to say she's wrong in thinking that shit. She's actually might be right. Like, that's Diddy. one of the wealthiest niggas out here, bro. And he might still have obviously he still got a healthy appetite for women. So if your lady can agree to the fact of you having other women and other side babies, hey, that's the ultimate shit, dog. Maybe she's not the side chick. Maybe she is the main chick and she's running shit. The other bitches are side chicks. I'll go with that.
She's
like
that. I won't get pregnant. What you think, Raven?
What you think, Raven?
See, I was all for it. Popping out, having fun, hot girl summer, winter, spring, fall, all that, Maybachs, yachts. I love your kids, your family. You got your little things happening here and there, but you pop out for me. I support you. You building my brand, my business. I'm on Revolt. I got the podcast. Like, you're elevating my career and my lifestyle. Yes. Then the foolishness started happening, right? Because you doing all of this and you coming on at like, is it a PR stunt? But she seems to be really into it. But now you got this baby. And when this baby popped out, to me, it seemed like she was very much so blindsided by it, the way her reactions were and how she immediately took to social media. Now, granted, she was responding to everybody else on social media, but if this was a PR stunt and her feelings weren't in it, she would have kept it player and been like, I'll send something to the registry. You know, so I feel like, you know, she would have, like I said, kept it player, but it was too much emotion in it. And the fact that Diddy jumped in to clear her name and she's not this and she my shorty wop, that leads me to believe she was blindsided. He sold some sort of a dream or he just omitted a whole lot of truths. Like, yeah, I know you got women, but I know you had a baby on the way, you know? And the girl had the nerve to name the baby his name, like his whole name. Because, you know, he legally changed his name to Love Sean Combs. Now, this baby is also Love Sean Combs. It's just a whole mess.
This is baby, right?
Yeah.
He got any other baby's name?
It is a baby. It's his baby. You right.
No, he doesn't have any other babies.
Nah, you got King Combs, but...
That ain't that
boy's
real name.
What's wrong with him naming his
name? Name his real name. All right.
That's his son.
That's, he had a, first of all, it's a little girl. No, I'm just saying the pretentiousness of it. Like the woman who had the child.
It's a little girl.
That's an
Amber Dead. It's a little girl.
What unisex? That's a unisex name.
Okay.
Love is a unisex name.
Yeah.
Sean love, is as well.
Sean.
Love is unisex.
Holmes. I mean, the name is Fly. And had that not been his actual name, it would have been like,
now, technically.
It would have been even doper. But it's like a little bit. It was the mother's way of saying, I got one up on you bitches, all of y'all.
I mean, hey, listen, it's chess, not checkers, so I can't be mad.
It is. And the real tea is,
yeah, man.
She's best friends with Joy Chavez, you know, that's Bow Wow's baby mama, Bow Wow and Future's baby mama, who was also caught kissing Diddy on the yacht because they were filming the music video for She Don't Want My Love, I guess that I gotta move on. And while he was dating Miami, and that the blogs blew that up, she came out and was like, I shouldn't have been kissing him. And we got caught up in the moment, heat of passion. We've been longtime friends. The new baby mama is her best friend. So she was like, I can't have him. I'm going to put you on him.
Yeah. Nah, he done hit that joint.
Wow. Hey, man, let me say, Diddy got juice, bro. Like, what the fuck? I need a couple of Billy, goddamn, because if these random-ass chicks just coming out of nowhere, like, giving you, like, they see, how can you kiss a nigga that smashes his son's girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, Diddy got juice. I don't think it's because of him. Like, I think it's because of the money. Like, what is it and the attention that he's able to provide for these women? So, I mean, because I think that, you know, they like to seek attention a little bit. So, you know, like, that's crazy, bro. Well, put that for a loco shit.
I know. That's what I know. Put that for a loco down, please. But to piggyback off you, Larry, I mean, one, okay, yes, money attracts any and everything to anybody. You could look like Quasimodo. You got a little coin, the women are gonna cup, right? But also, Diddy has an allure about him. So outside of the money, he does have a swag about him that he does have. He got BDE. I'm just put it out there. The money also elevates the BDE. But if he didn't have as much money as he had, he still had a little BDE. And so the BCE is coming too.
Come out. Does the B stand for billionaire? Because I believe
what BCE?
I know BDE to be.
What does BCE? Big coochie energy? What's that?
Big coochie energy.
You gotta watch out for that BCE. Put that BCE on you.
Hit hey, big coochie energy. I don't know if I want BCE, dog. I can't compete with BCE, dog.
Carisha is the winner because she still has the ball in her court to figure out how she wants to play the game because she doesn't have a baby by him.
Agreed.
That part.
She's not married to him, even though it might behoove her to be married so she can get a couple M's on a divorce settlement.
He's not going to marry anyone.
She don't even need to get married. All she needs is the baby. It would behoove her to get pregnant by the niggas. That's how you get the money.
Well, not at her age and not at this time in her career. I don't know how much music she's making currently, but she don't want to take that time off to be pregnant to not make music and not make money. And apparently she got a problem with getting gifted hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
That was
fake.
Yeah, but I do want to piggyback off what that's BCE, yes, what Larry said, okay, about how do you kiss someone who dated their son's girlfriend? So I got to ask y'all, are y'all signing that NDA for the 1 milli to go out with Lori Harvey?
Signing it
for the milli? To give some backstory, apparently she's making all her future paramours sign NDAs, and if you break the NDA, it's a $1 million. Yes, I'm giving y'all language, okay?
So we get you get a mail if you don't say nothing. You get a mail for not saying nothing.
No, you have to give her a mail if you talk or disclose your relationship with her.
Oh, she just sounded like a hoe.
No, I think she's protecting her brand, her life, her everything. You just made a whole song talking about Kelsey, I don't wanna. So no, you will not put my name out there, especially if there was never, y'all might have saw me with who you saw me with, but you don't know if I'm really with this. You don't know nothing about what me and this man got going on.
So we gonna say she won't with Future.
He literally said, hey, Station, I'm on a tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna.
Okay. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
He's alluding to the fact that they dated.
And they
don't
did.
Make no illusions about me. Especially if I never said
why
your name.
Why am I just tell her stop posting pictures with Michael B. Jordan with onesies on
for that was her man.
2 weeks? Oh, that was her man.
Well, it was her man. Was her and they haven't spoken anything about the breakup. They just broke up. How you should just break up.
Okay, Future. But they was talking. First of all, Steve Harvey talked shit about Future.
She hurt that man. No, they can't just go over that.
She hurt that man. She hurt what man?
Future.
She hurt no damn
She hurt Michael B. Jordan, bro. He, you know.
Oh, Michael.
Michael B. Jordan looked like those I believe in love type of niggas. You know what I'm saying? He looked like I believe in love type of shit. Like, I'm going to save her type shit. You got to recognize what type of woman you are fucking dealing with. She out here doing her thing. You know, let me say, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. If you out here doing your thing, you being single and you mingling and all that shit, do you? But my thing is, don't be out here not calling it what it is. That's all I'm going to say. But she did hurt Michael B. Jordan feeling. He looked like he was hurt about that. Like, he was the one. And see, when Lori Harvey turns, when she turns about 34, 35, after she done smashed everybody and their daddy and their granddaddy, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be like, damn, I could have been with Michael B. Jordan forever. Goddamn, she gonna be hurting then.
Well, at that point, she might be dating Diddy.
Too much.
She would have to circle back to Diddy.
She already dated Diddy?
Oh, yeah. You big boy.
Time out. Lori Harvey dated Diddy. Hey,
Diddy gonna get him. I just said that, bro. And his son.
Diddy.
Diddy fucked with Lori Harvey and his son.
Yo, Diddy like 50. Oh, yeah, that did happen. Oh, man. Listen, I'm sorry. Hey,
boy, that Viagra motherfucker, bro.
You can't be out here being a hoe and trying to take your hoe card back. No, you out here now.
No, Drea said it can get deleted. Mm-hmm.
And what is Drea?
She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
Hold up, time out. How do you spell nice lady? H-O-E?
No.
I know. She's a hoe. She's a hoe. You think that hoe is not going to say, oh, no, that's not me being a hoe. Girl, that's some hoe stuff. Lori Harvey.
That's whole shit.
She wasn't committed to any of these men. The only person Lori that Harvey. We had, she was in relationship with Michael B. Jordan. That is documented for fact, proof, true indeed. I do agree with Larry that she probably broke his heart. Because Michael is our age, so he's like 35, I think, 36. Lori just turned 24, 25, so he's lived a life. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 35,
36,
neither.
Me neither. I was just saying, you know, he's in his mid-30s. How about that? We'll say he's in his mid-30s. Lori's still in her early 20s. So.
And Jenny in his 50s.
But Michael was ready to settle down, house, kid, wife, elevate career, trajectory, right? Lori's like, I like you. I may even love you, but I'm not ready to be that committed. So he also has to know who he's dealing with because, yeah, you want the young, cute, popping girl, but she not ready to give you that life you're looking for. Meanwhile, you got women who are your age that would love to have a solid man like that. And Larry, you are right. If Lori is 35 and unmarried and still living the same single life she's living, she will regret some of the people of quality that she had in the past, where she maybe should have sat back and thought about her moves. And, you know, maybe they didn't even need to get like married so soon, but just really date and build and have a strong relationship because she's still young, you know. But also she almost got married at 21 to that soccer player, Memphis Delpe. Y'all know who I'm talking about? Light-skinned kid. He from like France.
Oh, light skin. Okay. I was about to ask, what was his ethnicity? Like, was he a white kid or what?
No, he was, I mean, I assume he was mixed, but he was on his black side of the mix though. But he real light skin. He played I want to say he played for Manchester, one of their most popular players, Memphis Delpe. She was engaged to him at age 21, and when she broke that off, she said, I'm gonna be outside. And I think Michael probably caught her off guard, but she wasn't ready to give him what he wanted. And so that actually sucks because in that regard, and we don't know what his type of time is. We only know what we got looking in from the outside in. But for women who are his age, and it's like, this is a good man, Savannah. And you're gonna let this man go. So, you know, he's probably jaded. And you know, it was rumored that he didn't even like black girls.
Hey, check this out though, Ray. Because those women who are now Michael B. Jordan's age did the same shit that Lori Harvey was doing, goddamn. They was out here being thots in their fucking early years, and now that they older and shit, and they ain't got, you know what I mean? They out here wondering like, damn, I would have loved to have me and Michael B. Jordan right now. But let me say this. You on some whole shit if you got your niggas signing ND fucking A's, bro. What other would you have niggas signing NDAs, bro? Well, I'm sorry. She on some whole shit.
That's not whole shit. I have
now, to. Fuck that, bro. You got too much business. You got too much business, goddamn. You need to tone some of that business down. Scale back.
Clearly don't know how to take a L or just let it be. If we just smash it, we just smash it. But don't go tell the world that you smash.
True.
Because our business is our business.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Some security and knowing that, you know, what we doing, it's all right. And I want you to come back, right? But I can't trust you if I know you won't. That's where a lot of men mess up. Women will deal with a whole lot of men, plethora of men in different ways if they knew that the men could handle it and keep it playing. But a lot of men can't. And so women worry about their reputation. They worry about being called this or that and just let it be. Men have all the rights in the world to just do what they want, have sex with who they want to have sex with, beat, skeet, delete, come and go as they please. But a woman, we're supposed to keep it. We're supposed to keep it in-house. We're just supposed to be nice little ladies and just be, you know, women in the street. But we do want to be freaking the sheets, right? But I need to know that you can hold it down. So sign this NDA and pay me some money if you break it.
Hey, okay. Hey, Sean, you a fool. That's what I'm going to say first off. You a fool. This one, it was real, right? That smile looked fake as fuck. I'm going to say that first of all. Hey, you wild, Sean. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. Beat, skeet, delete.
Beat, skeet, delete. You like that, right?
Yo.
That's nice. Yo. I like it. Hey, I like that. Hey. And let me say, hold on. I'm a kind of be all over the place. I'm be all over the place on this one. But Ray, it is a difference with men and women. That's the one thing y'all seem to not understand. It's a difference between men and women. Women can't beat, skeet, and delete. Goddamn. Because you get some skeet in your ass, you 9 months down. You 9 months down if you get some skeet in your ass. Let's just say that. So let's back up. You can't just beat, skeet, delete. It is the men's job. You trying to get castle shot? It is the man's job to conquer.
Get Dr. Umar out of here.
We smart.
Beat, skeet, delete. What?
Sean, can we name this episode that?
trust me. That's already
a word. I like that. That's
already a word.
Hey, hold on, Ray. Ray, did you hear? Hey, Ray. Ray, did you hear? Yeah. Did you hear? Hey, I'm going to get upset if she break my nigga Franklin Saint Heart, bro. She can't break my nigga Franklin Saint Heart. I heard she dating my nigga Franklin Saint now. Franklin Saint, listen to your boy L. Dottie, bro.
His name is Dibson, bro.
Beat. Delete. Hey, Franklin Saint, Damson Franklin. I like Franklin. I fuck with Franklin. Look, Franklin, do not beat, skeet, and delete, Franklin. She out here for the streets, my nigga. No, do not let her take you over, my dog.
Talk about it. That's it. No, he should absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
I agree.
Beating, skeeting, and deleting. Just don't tell nobody you did it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. You don't need to be out here telling who the fuck you fucking with, bro. Any man who's out here telling the world who they fucking with is a sucker, nigga. But look.
She brings clout. She gives them a status level. Her having her on their arm because she's, you know, she's a beautiful girl. She's a socialite. I don't know what the hell she do, but she outside. She outside and she look good. So having her on your arm, that heightens your social level. And y'all know how men are. Even like on some regular everyday stuff, if you were back in college, if it was the popular girl on campus and you were able to get the popular girl and people saw you with the popular girl, and that made you even more popular with your peoples and all of that, and it brought you into a different circle of people. Yes, it did. I mean, maybe not you all. I'm just saying in general. You all know people with this.
Yeah, I was never that guy. I was never that guy to spill the beans, bro.
That this applies to men. Men go for the hot chick.
Okay.
So that way it elevates their social status. And that's what they're doing. I'm not saying she doesn't have a fabulous personality. I personally never heard the girl talk. I don't even know her voice.
I don't think she has a good personality.
Hey, what you need to talk for? Shy, you ready for this, Shy? I got one. I got a bar. Why talk when I got that gawk? Why talk when I got that gawk? What you talking for? Ain't nothing talking about.
You trying to tell me.
Yeah, you like that one. So you like that one, dog.
I just want to make sure that I'm hearing this right. You're trying to tell me.
Right.
Lori Harvey got the gawk 5,000 and she don't need to talk.
No. See, this is your problem right here. This is why y'all got to sign right. Damn NDA. This is why y'all got to sign an NDA.
That's what Ray said. Ray said she ain't never heard her talk.
Makes a whole lot of sense. Let me tell you why, right? NDA. Yeah, because the Gog 5,000 is just amazing.
Oh, that's why.
She don't want you to speak on it.
Right.
Because she more of those, I can show you better than I can tell you. You know? She's always having it on advertisement, and that's why she has so many guys. Now, which goes back to Lori Harvey's a hoe.
No, don't do that.
Why we can't say that about Lori Harvey? Hold on. First of all, do we know who Lori Harvey's mama is?
About to get Larry some water, please.
Do we know Lori Harvey's mother and what her actual job is?
I heard that back in the day, Lori Harvey's mama might been on some Lori Harvey shit. The apple might not fall too far from the tree. That's what they say. They say that Lori Harvey's mama was on that shit too back in the day.
Teach me, sensei.
Exactly.
I'm your young grasshopper. But listen.
Right.
But she's married.
That's just because Steve Harvey is a sucker.
Finally. Yeah, and Steve Harvey is a sucker. I agree with Sean. Steve Harvey is a sucker. Raven, if you hear anybody talk about Steve Harvey, they will let you know that that nigga is a sucker, bro. They say Steve Harvey sound like a sucker nigga. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he loves his wife and his family and he takes care of them. He's a sucker.
No, Steve Harvey got other
suckers. Oh, no. That's not why he's a sucker.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey came to be.
People want to hear. He gets on the air. He says what people want to hear. Like, everybody goes, don't get me wrong. Steve Harvey got a lot of valid points, right, in regards to the things that he says. But I don't know why so many people listen to Steve Harvey saying Steve Harvey that had other wives, Steve Harvey that had all of these different things. So what makes Steve Harvey this guru of how to live your life? Steve Harvey talked to you like the old age pastors. Because, I don't do nothing wrong. Y'all doing everything wrong. Y'all need to go and find a lady, Lady Eloise like me. Man, go ahead somewhere, dog. That's all his wife is.
Like, that is sucker shit, bro. That's sucker shit.
Like,
Steve Harvey is the male pick me. Steve
Harvey is 100% genuine.
I just love how men always.
Steve Harvey is the male pick me.
Okay.
Steve Harvey is the male pick me, bro. He out here telling women some bullshit. He out here telling these ladies some bullshit. I'm just saying. And them boys say, I don't know who say it, but they say, goddamn Steve Harvey, damn near coon. That's what they say. I ain't saying whether he is or whether he ain't. All I'm saying is,
to follow,
that's what they say.
So, you know,
they must be from South Carolina.
Shot, you know what time it is?
It's your baby's mama's. Mama's mama, sister, uncle, cousin, friend, brother, dog from down the street, owner, cousins, mailman, friend that don't really like the neighbor, but the neighbor don't really care because the neighbor don't really come outside like that. Favorite segment of the show, Ask the Bar. And today for our Ask the Bar, Ray, what we got?
We have a question hot off the press that's been making its rounds on the internet. So, okay. The question is, do you get upset if your spouse or significant other buys a gift or sends a Cash App to their friend of the opposite sex for Christmas?
I'll jump in there. I am going to say that depends. Where does friend come from? Do you like is this a friend? Like we go over to that friend house and there's functions and we're all there happy and being merry and you know, that's just gifting a friend some money. Or is this a friend that you ain't see in 8 years? Mm-hmm. That you used to hunch with? That's a sticky one because I do believe in friends gifting friends whatever, you know, whatever they see fit. But sometimes these brothers, my brother right there. Yeah, that brother be checking your temperature in your lower lips.
What? Oh my God. Okay.
Oh yeah, we went all the way there. I think we still good. We still good. I don't think we're cancer worthy yet.
Larry,
I'm gonna have to side with Shad on this one, man. Cause look, a gift maybe. Like Shy said, I need to know who this friend is. Like, if it's a nigga that I've never seen and he magically appears, I got a shit ton of questions. That's first. Right. Now, you cannot send nobody no fucking money. A gift, yes. Money, no. Do I know the friend? Like, have we chilled together? Is he everybody's friend? Because if he's my friend, too, you know what I'm saying? You can get a man a gift, but you better not get nobody no goddamn money, though. You know what I'm saying? So it depends. It depends on the situation. Depends on the situation. I don't know.
I too think it's situational. I mean, there's levels to friendships and how the friend maneuvers between the two of you in the relationship. Like, is it a mutual friend between both of y'all? Are you comfortable and understand the levels of the friendship maybe that the partner just has? I don't necessarily mind a gift so much as long as I understand the friendship, but definitely the sending money thing, that gets a little shaky to me, especially a man sending women money. Like, and yeah, if you're unmarried, then they technically don't have to discuss it with you. I would like to think if you're in a relationship that you like, it would be brought to the forefront. Like, yeah, I'm going to look out on this account for this person on that. Now, with men and their woman having a male friend, I don't see a lot of women sending Cash Apps. I think that Cash App part, they brought into the equation for men sending women things. But the gift exchange, if it's all for the joy of Christmas, I'm here for it. But they better give you something back too. don't just be giving them no gift and don't let them come back to this house. You know what I mean?
Hey, Ray, there's only one reason why niggas is sending any woman money. And I'm gonna let you know. It's some dick pussy shit involved with that.
But you know, but you do have, I will say this, because there's certain caveats, because you do have certain men that they have female friends and maybe they have children and the father's not some, you know, season of giving, you want to look out. I just think boundaries should definitely be in place, and all parties involved should know and understand and respect said boundaries. Also,
go ahead.
You need to be comfortable with your partner enough and understand, and maybe have a level of trust there too. You know, on the internet, there's no trust. There's no nothing. It was just a free for all. But I thought this would be a good question to pose to the bar.
Yeah, but so I think money is appropriate depending on, like we said earlier, situation. And I think for an example of a situation where money would be appropriate, probably would be, like you said, it's a mutual friend. Something may have happened recently or whatever, some type of financial hardship, or maybe not even a financial hardship. Maybe you just want to give a gesture to let them know that you care, etc. And you both are like, hey, we should probably send $50, you know, just for them to do whatever. Because sometimes when you give someone something, depending on how well you know them or you are aware of their current needs, etc., sometimes you go get a bullshit ass gift that they really don't care about. And
right. They could have used the money instead. As long as there's trust involved and like boundaries are respected, I'm not so like opposed to it. But now if you send in this bitch money in March and I find out, but that's neither here nor there. Once again, boundaries.
No. It was March. It was March 31st. It was actually an April Fool's. It was an April Fool's joke. I was getting ready for the 1st of April.
Yeah, they sent it back. They sent it back actually because it was an April Fool's joke.
It's not like it's both of ours. It's kind of like it's both of ours. You know. But you know, time is winding down.
Hey man, y'all might see me looking over. Oh, my bad. I was just saying, y'all might see me like looking over and shit. That's because I got like a new bitch and shit, and she over here chewing shit up, goddamn. So I'm just trying to make sure she ain't chewing up none of my cords.
Larry, can you please clear that up for the people?
I know you're talking about a dog.
This is my new bitch.
But my mother watches.
Jesus. Oh, sorry, mama. But I used it in the correct fashion, though. This is a female dog.
You did.
It's
you
a female did. Dog.
You did.
I used the correct word.
Delete. What is that?
Before Larry gets us canceled, season 3, episode 1. I am just here to let you guys know that it's been a blast. We've appreciated you on the podcast that probably won't last, the Bar Live Barcast. And if you are listening or watching anywhere, we want you to
subscribe. We're on all your DSP platforms. You can watch us on Facebook and YouTube and StreamYard. Rate, like, comment, and subscribe. Like I said, all DSPs. And we will be back here weekly every night Wednesday.
At 8:30. Because you know, we try to get here at 8, but you know, sometimes got to figure out the drink of the day. So... but before we leave, I wouldn't be right unless I left you with these three words. Very important. Beat, skeet, delete. I'm sorry, Larry, you got anything for the people, baby? We got anything for the people. Season 1, we got a long season to go ahead. We got a whole lot of surprises, whole lot of guests. We got our first guest coming next week. Be prepared. Have your drinks ready. Larry, you got anything for the people?
Yeah, man, I just want to thank y'all again for allowing me to have this residency, you know what I'm saying? If y'all can't tell, you know, I like to bring the content. I don't necessarily agree with everything that I'm saying, and the views of L. Dottie are not necessarily the views of a Bar Live Barcast. Let me just say that. We just here for pure D fun, pure D content, man. You know what I'm saying? And Shad, you always say, this is the podcast that probably won't last. fucking with me, you might get there, dog. I'm gonna just say that.
We see. And, we see.
You know, make sure y'all like. Yeah. Hey, man, yeah. Make sure y'all like, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all share this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's great content, man. I'm having a blast, and I'm sure y'all will too, man. Till next time, I'll catch y'all.
Hey, and there we go. And we can't say it enough. Go, especially if you're on YouTube, go hit that little bell under the bottom, man. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Can't say it no more. We appreciate you guys for staying locked in and tuned in with us over the years. We appreciate the support. We see you, we see you, we see you. Peace, love, and drinks.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, man. Merry Christmas.